So speaking of driving, Rachel, what's your favorite road trip song?
The Gambler, Kenny Rogers. Yeah. Seriously, the best.
You got to know when to fold them.
Totally, and hold them.
Well, you know, I guess one of the criteria is it has to be able to contain itself within the car, but also when you roll the windows down, you got to, you know, crank it out so everyone can hear it.
It's true, it's true. So what's your favorite walking down a New York City street song with your headphones on?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would have to say that, well, you know, when you're wearing your headphones, you want something that you don't want to sing along to so people won't look at you strangely, but you want to pump you up a little bit. And I'm going to think about that for a minute while we play this. This is the best song in the world today, and it's nominated by BPP video producer Wynn Rosenfeld. He has what he thinks is the best song in the world today, and it got him into a little bit of a rough spot.
Okay, so when I was 14 years old, one of my favorite bands was Operation Ivy, which is a West Coast punk band. I mean, I was an Upper West Side kid, you know, sort of middle class, basically a nerd, not particularly cool or rebellious in any way, but Operation Ivy was like really, like spoke to my angst. You know, they had this song Knowledge. It was like, you know, all I know is that I don't know. So that was like the song that basically guided my childhood rebellion, or lack thereof. But the song was more than just that to me, because it was a way of pumping myself up. I would listen to it when I was angry. I would listen to it when I wanted to go out and feel good, when I was mad at my teachers, when I was in a fight with my parents. It was like the song that really got me going, so it was perfect for that night. When I was like 14, we used to, you know, try to find things to do, because we weren't drinking or doing any drugs, certainly. Far too geeky for that. Anyway, we heard that there was this new club for kids that opened up on the Upper East Side, and it was basically... the idea was you would go in there and there was no alcohol. You could just like play pool and hang out with your friends. So me and my friends, we went there one Saturday. And, you know, as usual, I was like getting psyched up and like I had my like Discman on, you know, and I was like listening to my Operation Ivy and I was like, really rocking out. And so we went to the club and we basically sat in a corner and played pool and talked to each other because we have no social skills whatsoever. And we left probably within the hour. My parents gave me very specific instructions to take a cab directly home. But on our way out, we hadn't quite gotten like all of our like nighttime energy out, and so we decided, well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to go around the corner and get a bagel. So we come around the corner, and at the end of the block, there's this group of large, menacing, scary, older than us, loud guys just posted right there on the corner. So the rule of thumb for this situation is that you have two options. You can either cross the street or turn around and leave, in which case you could draw their attention. They could come after you and see that you're a target. Or you could just put on your game face and walk right through. And I think that that night, because we had been Operation Ivy and we'd been out at the club for kids, you know, we felt like we could just, you know, charge right through them. Wrong option. Lambs to slaughter. And they just took everything on. You know, give me your wallet. Give me your... pagers. We had pagers. Terribly sad nerd side note. Give me your jackets. Give me your bags. And they just cleaned us out. And we offered zero resistance. I mean, we were just unloading everything on them. They took everything we had and then they left. One kid stood around after they had done taking all of our belongings, and he was like, "You guys got taxed." And I never forget the sound of his voice. "Taxed. You guys got taxed." And his little fat kid mocking us. But we were so, at that point, we were so completely demoralized and humiliated. We just sort of sat, the three of us just stunned, you know, listening to this guy just basically sticking around to purely mock us. So at this lowest point, you know, a guy walks around the corner with a leather jacket, very like Miami Vice looking kind of guy. And he's like, "Hey, what's going on here?" And we're like, this guy and his friends just stole all of our stuff. They just came up to us. We were just playing and they just took all of our stuff and they took off. He's like, "Oh yeah, NYPD. Turns out he's a five. And so he pulls out his badge and he's like, "You're under arrest, kid." You know, and so he handcuffs the kid. He's like, "Do you know which way they went?" I was like, "Yeah, they went that way. They went north." Within like seconds, it seemed, a police cruiser came screaming around the corner. The back door popped open and the cop said, "Come on, get in. We're going to go get him." Turned on the siren. Just boom, shot up Madison Avenue. Sirens were blaring. We were running the red lights. And sure enough, like five or six blocks away, we'd come upon them. And I was like, "That's them. That's the guys. That's the guys." Cop's like, "That's them." I was like, "That's them." And he screeches the car over, you know, and he pops it back. He's like, "Everyone, get down. Get down." It was like this this crazy scene. All the kids froze. They put their hands up. They dropped all their stuff. And he basically lined all these kids up around the side of the building. So I got out of the cop car and I identified each one of them. And I remember just sort of walking down the line and just kind of being like, you took my jacket and you took my wallet. And so, you know, long story short, basically, the kids all got taken out of the station and we kind of went down there for a little while. And you know, I spent the whole night basically helping the cops, you know, get these kids in trouble. That's fine. Once we had identified them and we had the notion that we were going to get our justice, it, like, stopped feeling as good. That night, when I finally did get in the cab, I put on my Discman, I press play, and that Operation Ivy song comes on. For some reason, I just couldn't listen to it anymore. After spending the night in the police station, helping the establishment, putting these kids in jail, basically doing the opposite of everything rebellious, I felt like a fraud. So I recently turned 30, and I was going through some of my old stuff, and I came upon that Operation Ivy CD. And I put it back in my CD player, listened to it again, and I'm happy to report 16 years later, and maybe it's just because I'm more comfortable with being somewhat of a fraud, or maybe it's just because it's such a rockin' good song. It sounds great. And so that's why Knowledge by Operation Ivy is my best song in the world today. I know things are getting tougher when you can't get the thought off the bottom of the barrel. What a bet we're on my future now. Look at now.
BPP video producer Wynn Rosenfeld, who had me at We Went to Get a Bagel, with the best song in the world today, Knowledge by Operation Ivy.
And that's it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online. We never go away. NPR.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.